Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How's Bill Belichick on McAfee? On draft night, just a few short years ago.
Yeah, people were...
Bill had been pushed out in New England.
Honestly, was that?
Robert Kraft had stabbed him in the back with the Dynasty.
Yeah, so the Dynasty had already come out at that point?
I think so. I guess I wouldn't swear by that, but I think so.
I feel like for a guy, like a coach who was no longer coaching, his stock was still relatively high then, in that very moment. Because a lot of the feedback then was like, oh, he was great with McAfee. He's awesome with McAfee. I don't even know if that's true, but I think... That was sort of the talk. And there was still, at that moment, some saying, I'm really surprised an NFL team didn't take him. Right? Because like all of this stuff over the last year and a half hasn't taken place. So in that moment, it was, well, like, you know, what are the Falcons doing? What are some of these other teams around the league doing? They're dumb for not bringing this guy in. And Bill had taken on, like, 8 media jobs, and this was... one of them. And so, like, you know, a friendly hit with McAfee. McAfee was also, like, so over the top. Remember, he's like, we got the best coach, the best GM, the best person, the best guy. And Bill's like, oh, who, me?
So maybe the Dynasty had aired, maybe it hadn't. He had been shoved out in New England.
Yeah. February 12th, February 16th, 2024.
That was the Dynasty? Episode. Okay, there you go. Good. So they're already stabbing Bill in the back.
So, yeah. So in that moment, everybody was like, what are you doing? So, big time sympathetic.
Yeah. He'd been shoved out in New England. He's not a college coach yet. Jordan's not really a thing. And he's sitting here doing draft coverage in 2024, still as a respected football coach.
Yeah.
And a respected analyst. And this is one of his first forays into it. And that clip we just played you, I think was the most accurate thing he probably said about Drake May. His footwork needs some work. That was a constant criticism of Drake May coming out. I think that's been cleaned up somewhat by Van Pelt. That's continued this year with the new coaching staff. And in fairness to Bill, that one was part of a larger clip about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, I think, or maybe it was McCarthy.
Yeah,
and also Drake May. And he was just going through all the quarterbacks, and he's like, look, they all could be great players, but they all have their flaws. So in fairness to Bill, the whole idea of that little segment that he gave you there...
pros and cons.
...was all these guys have things they got to fix to become great in the NFL. So I'll give Bill that one. I don't think any of that was wrong, but there are some doozies here in this one as we move along. And it's hour number two of Jones and Keefe. We started talking Celtics. You can weigh in on the C's if you want at 617-779-7937. We also got this text, Keith.
All right, hit me.
It's nuts that there's a massive, all caps, sports gambling scandal, and it's not one of the segments to start Keith and Jones. Keith and Jones?
Yeah, hell yeah. Finally.
Mind-numbing programming, he says. Well, we did talk about it a couple of different times.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's a me thing, but when you hear something like this, it's not... maybe I'm numb to it. Like, there's been gambling scandals in sports. I mean, a referee in the NBA was betting on sports. A ref was betting on games. And they did the best they could to kind of, you know, sweep it under the rug. They only blamed him, and they kind of moved on. Even though I think we all know he wasn't working alone. He wasn't the only one doing it. We've heard of a bunch of players in a bunch of sports, college and pros, betting on themselves, betting on a ton of different things. Now you have a coach involved in it and a player involved in it, and that player already was involved
in
it.
The coach is involved in poker, which I still think is
odd. So he's not even betting on the game.
But he's tied up with the mafia, which is sketchy.
So, yeah, no, like, that's an interesting story, I guess, in that sense. And they have a connection to the Celtics, but neither of them are with the Celtics now. And I don't know, like, what does this really mean? Like, if you thought every sporting event that you're betting on is just on the up and up, then, like, I don't know what world you were living in. There's shady business going on everywhere.
I think that to me is the fair way to go about it. It's like, oh, well, hey, the NBA might not be on the level. And it's like, these sports might
Jones
not be.
Jones lost money on Joel Embiid last night. He is well aware that it's not on the up and up.
People can be. I lost a sizable amount on Joel Embiid and his overs last night. And so, you know, when it comes to the sports not being on the up and up, specifically the NBA, well, if that's your big takeaway and I can't take the NBA seriously, well, then fine.
I mean, Shoeless Joe Jackson fixed the 1919 World Series because of Arnold Rothstein.
But we have talked about it multiple times. I think we talked about it in each of the opening segments.
Pete Rose is out of the Hall of Fame because of gambling.
Plus the crossover with Greg. I feel like we gave our thoughts on that. But you can weigh in on it if you want, by all means. 617-779-7937. We won't turn you away. Meanwhile, this Bill Belichick stuff. Let's go back to one we played you yesterday. I want to play this for again.
All right.
Bill Belichick brought this up about Drake May, kind of unprompted.
Well, I think that's certainly a top need for him. It's quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. And so, you know, this is one of the top needs. You know, Drake compares himself a lot to Josh Allen. He has been doing that for quite a while. We'll see about that. I think there are some similarities in terms of, you know, size and athleticism. Josh Allen's a pretty special player now, so.
Okay.
So very dismissive.
Very.
And also putting
Josh,
it on him.
Drake compares himself to Josh.
And he's been doing that for a while?
For a while he's been doing it.
And that could be true.
That absolutely could be true.
It does seem like a surprise.
Interesting.
Especially just from hearing a lot of Drake May interviews over the last couple of years. But I guess we can take Bill at his word for it. And then he's like, yeah, he compares him. And then he says the only thing basically that is similar is the size, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's kind of like the same size and like speed, but like not like how to play the position.
I liked your takeaway when we played this briefly yesterday, too. You're like, oh, by the way,
the team I just left.
All the needs on this team, quarterback, wide receiver, and offensive line, that underscores how terrible of a job Bill did at the end.
Like, you know the three most important positions on offense and maybe even on the field at all times? Yeah, we don't have any of those guys. We don't have a quarterback or a receiver or a left tackle.
And the other thing I find just insulting about it is Bill is like, well, I mean, well, Josh Allen's a pretty good player now. Like, you're going to compare yourself to Josh Allen? Let's go in the Wayback Machine. To apparently 2022. This is a nationally televised Patriots-Bills game where they were passing along from the production meeting, and this is why they're valuable, Tom Brady. They're passing along from the production meeting some intel they got from Bill about Josh Allen.
Look at some of the numbers compared to that Week 8 game in Buffalo.
And that's part of the reason why Bill Belichick told us this week that he wasn't buying into the Josh Allen MVP craze because he didn't see it in that first game. He said we took care of him in that game, but tonight's been a different story.
He talked about an Allen to Diggs completion. He said it should have been a 10-yard gain, but Diggs turned it into 40.
Downplaying Josh Allen left and right.
Yeah.
Also, it's a weird tactic because in the world of wrestling, Jones, you want to prop up your opponent. So then when you beat your opponent, it's even more impressive. So if you shut down Josh Allen, you'd be like, yeah, he is the MVP. And we still shut him down.
Right.
Weird.
It's like when you beat, you referenced this earlier in the week, or maybe it was late last week, when they beat the co-MVPs back-to-back in the postseason. Yep. Air McNair and Peyton Manning.
Hype it up.
You don't want to dump on those
guys. No, these guys are the greatest.
We beat back-to-back co-MVPs.
This also is a, I think it's already been confirmed that Bill Belichick doesn't like quarterbacks.
Well,
so forget Josh Allen. He likes Tom Brady.
No, he doesn't like that kind of quarterback. No, but at the
end. I don't know if he likes any quarterback. He likes the quarterback that takes no credit. He likes a Brock Purdy.
Fine. That's fair. At the end, he felt his legacy was threatened by Brady, and he was right that Brady started to overshadow him at the end. But I think he likes that style of quarterback, a quarterback who sits in the pocket and is accurate. And
that's why he went to college, where nobody plays like that anymore.
Well, true. But I think he looks at these Josh Allen, Drake May types, and he doesn't view them as quarterbacks who can pick apart his brilliant defense. with precision and accuracy. He looks at it and goes, well, these guys are just athletes, and if we just keep them in the pocket, we can control them. And he would be wrong about that with Josh Allen. He'd be wrong about that with Drake May. But I think that's how he looks at these big, physical, mobile quarterbacks. That's what I think.
Maybe.
And I think he's down on QBs in general.
Yeah.
He had a little bit more here on Drake May. Two more clips. This is on Drake May and his inability to read a defense.
Again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages.
He comes with reps.
He's quick to come off the receiver here. If he frees it right there, Foxy, just back a little bit.
Not a bang, Foxy.
Right here in the middle, like this.
Play.
Just a little bit right there. That's as open as they're going to get in the NFL, but yep. I'm just telling you, like, they're not going to get open by, like, 8 yards in the NFL, so just you got to deliver it in there. He's kind of quick to bail out of the pocket, and, you know, he's going to have to hang in there a little bit longer, I think, and find those receivers.
Okay, so that last point is fair, and that's something Drake actually criticized himself about in the last game. He's like, I took off too early. Uh-huh. I gave up on the play too quickly. I got to hang in there and make more throws. I do feel like Drake is pretty pinpoint accurate.
I was going to say he's found his accuracy pretty quickly.
He doesn't need he's okay reading defenses down to the point where he doesn't need wide receivers 8 yards open, like Bill was saying.
Yep.
He's pretty good at hitting those tight window throws and pinpoint accurate.
I got a what if for you.
Okay.
What if Bill Belichick was still the coach in 2024? Do they draft Drake May at 3?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No. They probably trade unless
trade down?
Well,
trade down, take Joel.
Hang on. If it were up to Bill and Kraft didn't strong arm him, there are people who think Kraft strong armed him on Mac. I think the Kraft definitely strong armed Wolf and Mayo and everybody else last year into taking a quarterback. So
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If the Crafts get in the way and they say, we got to go get our quarterback, well, then Bill wouldn't have really had a choice. But if it were really up to Bill, they either would have stood there and taken Joe Alt, or they would have traded down and done something like that. That's what they actually would have done.
Yeah.
My guess.
That was the draft team. Remember, it was like all offensive players.
Yeah, none of
the first
of
round was like almost entirely offensive players. Bill would have hated it. It was like, and it was all those quarterbacks too. And most of them are good, but you're right. He probably, if it was up to him, although I'm with you, I think maybe that's the Crafts maybe step in again.
I think they probably
would
have. But
that also might have led to that too. Like if there was beef back and forth about whether they should draft Mac Jones, they're probably like, do we want to go through that all over again? And that might have helped. That might have been part of the equation of the Kraft firing him,
shoving him out. No, that's true. Meanwhile, Bill, and see if you can spot the subtle criticism from Bill that he would throw at quarterbacks all the time. A little jab in here from Bill Belichick at the Drake May tape way back on draft night in 2024.
This is a really good throw here he makes. This is, you know, the in cut here. He really drives the ball.
Rocket arm.
That's a nice play. This is a kid that can make all the throws. He just needs to be more consistent. Here's another one where he's, you know, should just stay in the pocket. He doesn't have any pressure. Just stay in a pocket and, you know, take his reads and scrambles out early. Then he throws the ball late and it almost gets it picked off. So transitioning from a college quarterback to a pro quarterback here is, you know, he just needs some time and experience.
Okay.
Yeah, time and experience.
So he does kind of, you know, give you that little platitude at the end.
Yeah, it's a compliment sandwich.
It's less harsh. It's a compliment sandwich, exactly. But in there, he's like, well, he makes all the throws, but he's got to be consistent, which on the surface sounds like, oh, well, that's just any quarterback needs to be more consistent. Listening to Bill in press conferences for 20-plus years, he doesn't think he can be consistent and makes all the throws. It's his way of saying, well, this guy flashes a play here and a play there, but he's not consistent. He stinks. That's Bill's way of saying that.
Yeah, I forget who was first on that. Was it Andrew Callahan?
I think Callahan was, if not the first, probably the one who amplified it the most.
Because it was pretty funny. They had a stretch of bad quarterbacks, which over the last handful of years, it seems like that popped up a lot. But it'd be like Zach Wilson, he can make all the throws. Like Jared Goff can make all the throws. And it was like guys way worse than that, too. Like Ryan Tannehill, he can make all the throws. Sam Darnold can make, actually, he's actually pretty good now. But you know what I'm saying? Like it was pretty much the whole schedule could make all the throws. And you're like, okay. And so that's what he said about Drake May when he's breaking down his tape.
I do think going back and listening to that was a cautionary tale. And losing your fastball, by the way, means at one point you had a fastball.
Yeah.
Losing your fastball is something that happens to most people, just about all people, in all professions. So it's really not that big of an insult. But that analysis right there should have been a pretty good indication that Bill's way isn't going to work, whether it's in college, whether it's in the NFL. And you had the actual representation on the field, too, in 2023. But that's another example where, and I don't think it's the reason people didn't hire him, but why they shouldn't have in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets it with quarterback play in the modern NFL. I think it's passed him by. I think he's lost his fastball when it comes to how a quarterback plays in the modern NFL, and I think you heard that in real time during the draft 2 years.
Yeah, because when he came into the league, the quarterback was always very important, but I don't think it was like head and shoulders the most important position in the world. You know, he was on those Giants teams that won with Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler. Like, right, he was the D coordinator, he was there and they, you know, beat Jim Kelly and he's probably like, all right, we can win on defense and we can win in the trenches and we can win like that. So yeah, that's changed. The importance of the quarterback, and maybe he doesn't want to see that. But there's also, not to get morbid, but there's a reason why not a lot of coaches coach right up until they die, like Joe Paterno and Bobby Bowden. Like a lot of times, just like a player, like usually with a player, like, oh, he's a little bit slower, like physically, like a little bit slower. But for coaches, like they don't coach forever.
No, Pete Carroll's the oldest coach in the history of the NFL right now. Yeah. How's that going?
It's poorly.
Did Pete Carroll always suck as a coach?
No.
So he was bad. Look, begrudgingly,
I wouldn't have hired him.
No, he wound up being pretty good in Seattle, begrudgingly, because Patriots fans were burned by Pete Carroll. I was burned as a young child.
He was really good
watching
in Seattle.
Watching those teams, but Pete Carroll was not a bad coach. Okay, he's got an interesting way of carrying himself.
Yeah, whatever.
Players coach, makes some dumb decisions, but he's not a bad coach. I'd say the same thing about Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
at his age, in his 70s, the game's probably passed him by. Same thing with Bill. That's not some big body slam of an insult.
Yeah.
And I think, again, just listening to how he's talking about Drake May, all these little dismissive comments about the way he plays, that's what makes him special.
Right.
And Bill looked at them all as negatives.
Yeah. And then you also see the trend that the league is going in. And there's obviously hits and misses with this. But how many, like, 30-year-old head coaches are there compared to, like, 70-year-old coaches? So teams are trying to find a guy that they can hire and he'll be around for a really long time. And also sort of all of their experience in the NFL is this style, like where the quarterback is the guy, and like you really gear your entire offense around that, and that's why most teams kind of shut him out. And then you get into like everything else, and I think it made it kind of easy for teams to be like, all right, we're not bringing him in.
Yeah, I think when you get into his,
there's a whole pile of stuff,
baggage and everything else, and how he wanted to run the whole football organization. Those are the real reasons he didn't get hired. But this should have been on the list too, and it was right there for anybody to see. 617-779-7937. If you have thoughts on Drake May. Whether or not he is the MVP through 7 weeks, if he's not the MVP through 7 weeks, Keith and I will go on the clock at high noon. One of us thinks he is. One of us thinks he isn't. We'll embrace debate at high noon. Plus, you can jump in with Bill Belichick and his draft analysis of a guy who is certainly in the mix for MVP in just year two in the league and Bill didn't like him. So you can jump in there again at 617-779-7937. Chris is in Medford waiting patiently on the Celtics. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. So I didn't get a chance to watch Simmons much up in Portland, obviously. We never get the games. But just looking at preseason and last night, if we're going to run big, I'd almost prefer Simmons running the point and Pritchard coming off the bench. But I was also thinking, I saw that play last night, almost the football play, and I saw the front court. And I don't know what you guys thought about it, but I almost think we should either have Derek or Simmons bringing the ball down every play.
Okay, so you keep calling him Simmons. It's Anfernee Simons, because I was confused for a minute who he's talking
about.
Yeah, but is he talking about the play that Scal highlighted at the end where they had three guys lined up in the backcourt, like, parallel? Is that what he's, when he says football play, is that what he's
talking
about?
Yeah, maybe. That's probably the closest thing
so to
it.
I thought that was
good offensive line play.
Well, I just thought it was odd.
That was strange.
I mean, Scal was demanding they cut to it, then they showed it, and I'm like, this doesn't even look right. Then they can't run quality sequencing plays at the end. He was talking about some of their bigs, though. Cato was pretty good.
Cato
last
was
night.
Good.
We actually haven't even said that yet.
A lot of foul issues, but he was good. Scored the first bucket of the game, and you're like, all right, here we go.
Cato was pretty good last night. I do think that their bigs, even though Embiid couldn't expose them last night, those guys are. That's going to be a problem.
But there's also
that's
not
be a massive. Problem.
There's also not many of them, so there's going to. So it's not just that your bigs aren't great. No, but you're
there
gonna,
aren't a lot of great bigs. I understand what you're saying, but there's a lot that are better than this crop.
No, but I mean, there's not a lot of bigs that the Celtics will play on the court at one time. So it's really also a problem of how small you are. So I'm with you. Kata should not be a starting center for a really good team, but he's your starting center, and you're going to go really small. So even though Simons is coming off the bench, there's a lot of overlap minutes between Simons and Pritchard. And now, like, Derek White, who can guard most guys, but now he's going to be undersized whoever he's guarding. Jaylen Brown's going to be undersized versus who he's guarding. And then teams can just pick on Pritchard and Simons. So that
or,
is...
Or Hauser, who's out there at top.
So even if you had Shaquille O'Neal as your center, you're going to have a problem with the guards dominating. And it was just one game, but Maxey and Edgecombe just dominated. Like, that really... Those guys are good, and like especially Maxey. I mean, we'll see how good Edgecombe ends up being for this season. Awesome debut. Those guys are good, and those guys can score, but that was just way too easy for
them. It's true. There's not a lot of resistance at the rim either on top of that. 617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We got some Red Sox thoughts before the hour is out. Sticking with the Patriots as well, Drake May was asked about his inability to get down and slide. In the game this past weekend, he smashed his head off the turf yet again. So is he putting himself in harm's way because he's reckless or because he's competitive? Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Celtics dropped the regular season opener 117-116 to the 76ers last night at the TD Garden. The C's let a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter slip away. Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey led all scorers with 40 points. Jaylen Brown and Derek White each scored 25 points in the loss. Up next for the Celtics, the C's will be in New York to take on the Knicks tomorrow night. According to ESPN's Shams Charania, Heat guard Terry Rozier and Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups were arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI gambling investigation. Tonight, the Bruins look to snap a five-game losing streak when the Bees host the Ducks. Face-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. At Patriots practice yesterday, Elijah Ponder and Craig Woodson did not participate. Stephon Diggs and three other players were limited. Pats are back on the practice field today at 2 o'clock. This Sunday, the Patriots host the Browns. Week 8 in the NFL begins tonight with a Thursday night football matchup between the Vikings and the Chargers. That game can be heard right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30 with kickoff at 8:15. And the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays will begin tomorrow night in Toronto. Blake Snell will get the game one start for the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays have yet to announce their startup. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.